What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Pre-Imperfections podcast, where if it wasn't meant to be, you wouldn't have made it to me. And today is the beginning of something new, something beautiful. Like, we have a beautiful season two on its way, like, for you guys, as in we. I'm talking about me. I just have two other people on, so I'm going to welcome my, I guess you would say, temporary host for today, Maddie and Doug, and they are the two hosts of the Branched podcast. Say hi, Maddie and Doug.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You know,
I'm very excited to be here.
I really like these two people. Like, they're really awesome. We've had, like,
that's true,
a mini history since we started working together already. Like, I feel like we've been friends for forever.
Oh,
yeah, we kind of just jumped into it.
You know, it's
like
just
the vibes were there.
Yeah, I've never liked two people so quickly. I mean, it's just, you know, it's great.
I feel like we all took a liking to each other super fast.
I'm definitely going to have to take a trip out to Kansas because they have told me so much of the beautiful things that are there, and everybody who knows me knows I love to travel. So We gonna have to do another.
Well, just Kansas City. You don't want to venture anywhere else. Just Kansas City.
Noted. Definitely noted. But we have a really fun episode ahead of us, so let's just jump right into it. For starters, this season I'm all about getting to know everybody who's on my show and who is, well, for me, everybody who listens to be able to get to know me. So I feel like this season's like a really get to know your host type of season. So, like, all the questions and everything, like, it's just gonna be a really fun, like, 21 questions for, like, many episodes.
I love it too.
So, for starters, I mean, what are you guys' zodiac signs?
It's funny for a lot of reasons. I'm a Leo, and I'm very, very, very much a Leo, and it drives Doug nuts.
It does. And I am a Capricorn.
Oh my gosh. I have very little history with Capricorns. Actually, I don't think my mother-in-law is one, but I don't really have, like, I don't know a lot of Capricorns. I know some Leos. My ex-best friend was a Leo. So, I think you're a better Leo.
Can we guess your zodiac sign?
My zodiac sign, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, can we guess it?
Oh!
I was gonna say it.
Oh my god, I love that!
I was gonna say Aries.
Aries?
Yeah.
That's my wife's sign. That's so funny.
Oh, no way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my... And it's funny because...
That compatible part, yeah.
Yes, and it's so funny because, like, we do this. So, in person, when we meet really cool people, like, who we vibe with, we always ask them, like, what's their sign? And we mostly come across Sagittarius's, Aries, Tauruses, other Geminis. Did I say Gemini already? And then,
no.
Yeah, like, mostly those signs. Like, we don't really come across too many others. I mean, some Leos from here or there. And then, like, some, what are they called? Scorpios. So, like, that's really where they're in. So, Capricorn and Leo, that's, like, a really interesting, like, mix together that you guys are finding.
Yeah, we're kind of the odd couple. What's funny, so my partner, he's also a Leo, and so
you're surrounded by that.
Yes.
Oh, like,
no, I mean, that's a Leo thing to say.
How does it work with dating a Leo and then having a Leo as your best friend?
I mean, it's not boring.
You're like, that's one thing I can say, not boring.
I would say, like, it's funny because they are are definitely two very different personalities.
Really?
I don't know how much stock I necessarily put in the astrology, but you can definitely see, like, different ways that they present, like, Leo characteristics.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow.
Because I would say, like, personality-wise, me and Doug have a lot of the same quirks,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
then me and Bobby are both Leos, and that's, yeah, there's a lot of similarities between all three of us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm wow. just an asshole, honestly.
And that is okay.
And I'm pure chaos all the time.
Oh my gosh. So, the next question that I have, which I think is a really funny one, because it's like, we are obviously three out of, well, I don't know, it could be like three people, who, back two. Maddie, would you consider yourself the L or the B? An LGBTQ.
An LGBT?
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above. We are the rainbow. So,
yes.
Would you consider yourself the stereotypical LGBTQ member? Both of you guys. Let's go for both of you guys.
It depends on the day.
The day.
I guess it depends on the stereotype.
Yeah. I mean, before we started recording, I was talking about how I wanted to build furniture.
Yeah.
And that was very much a
stereotype. Yeah, she's really wanting to build me furniture, and I'm okay with it.
You know what? My wife is that like that. My wife is, for some reason, she has it in her. She's really good at building stuff, so everything in our house was built by my wife. I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go with it, though. Just go with it.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? I suck at it. You're good at it. I think it was a match made in heaven, because I cannot build something to save my life. Instructions included and all.
And we our premiere episode of our podcast about, like, the stereotypes we feel like we fit. Because it's, like, it's weird, I feel like, when you look at your individual life, because some of you are like, oh, yes, very stereotypically queer right there. Like, I think fashion's really important. And
crop tops.
Oh, I love crop tops. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yes. Crop tops are, like, everything.
Not super femme.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it just depends, like, which stereotype, because I do walk a lot faster than the streets. That's a thing.
Jack is also very tall, with very long legs.
Like, whenever, you know,
how tall are you guys?
Of, like, gay and straight friends around, I have to always have to tell the gay people, like, hey, we're walking with the straights now. We got to slow down.
Oh, my God. How tall are you?
6'4".
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness, you're tall. How tall are you, Maddie?
I'm 5'5".
Okay, so we're the same height. All right, high five to average woman height.
Hell yeah.
I have to ask, Doug, what's the weather like up there?
Oh, Jesus.
I had to ask. It's just like, I'm not short, but it's like, you know, short people have to ask. Like, my brother-in-law,
it's a rule.
Like, my brother-in-law, he's pretty tall, and it's like, he walks into my house, and he can, like, touch the top part of my doorway. I'm like, what does it feel like up there?
Yeah.
Like, because I...
there's tall people rules. Like, you know, if somebody asks you to get something off the top shelf, you do it. But if you see someone trying to get something off the top shelf, you don't get it for them, because that's rude.
Yeah.
You have to wait.
Yeah, you have to definitely wait till they ask you.
Yeah,
like, hey, can you help me out?
Pride.
Yep, totally. I totally get it. But I don't even keep track. I'm so bad at that. But if this chapter in your life had a title, what would it be called?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It might be titled Oh Jesus.
You do say that a lot.
I do.
Oh Jesus. Well, that should be the name of the book, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh Jesus.
Actually, that would be a really good name for a memoir of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, instead
Jesus
of
fucking Christ, that's another one I say a lot.
And instead of spelling it the regular way, put a Z in there just to make everybody angry. Just.
Maddie?
I think I would call it chaotic good.
Chaotic good?
Dude, that's so good. Oh, no.
Look, we should totally... We can't steal it now, Doug. It's too late. Shit. We can't steal it now.
Gooder.
The dueling memoir.
I feel like we would have dueling memoirs.
We would, yes.
I feel like mine... So I feel like I just started a new chapter in my life.
Oh, really?
And it would just be the one where he finally gets his shit together.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Hopefully.
Hopefully. To be continued.
We're all rooting for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Oh, go ahead.
To get my shit together.
You know what? Like, I had my son, for a lot of people who don't know, like, I had my son at a very young age. So it's like, I had no choice but to get my shit. I mean, I guess you could say I had a choice because, I mean, some people have kids that young and then still just don't.
Yeah, it's still a choice, important one, to get your shit together then, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I had to. I couldn't. It was, too, yeah, trying to have a kid and then not, it just, yeah, it just wouldn't work at all. So, yeah, totally. But, like she said, we're definitely rooting for you because... Who doesn't want a good ending to a good story? Well, it's not really the ending, but
either
I mean, like...
I'll get my shit together, or it'll be a more entertaining podcast. Either one.
It'll be chaotic or...
chaotic, neutral.
I'm just going to add that to everything. The rest of the podcast. Now, would you guys say that you have an alter ego? Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about it. What's her name? Is it?
An alter ego?
Yeah. Ooh.
What would you name my alter ego? Who's my alter ego, Doug?
Drunk
Maddie.
Yeah.
Oh, Drunk Maddie.
Oh my God.
Tell us about Drunk.
Okay. We are in my partner's apartment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he is cleaning his room while we're doing this, and he just found an erotic couch.
Oh my God! Oh my gosh, was it gooder?
Yes.
Is your alter ego an erotic cowboy?
I wish.
I mean, you could definitely make that reality.
Alter ego, Patty?
No, Drunk Maddie's still
Patricia.
Hot. Okay.
No.
Patricia.
It's Patricia.
I can do
Patricia.
It's like a very James McAvoy reference, you know, because she's like the next day she's like, no, that's Drunk Maddie, and so it's very James McAvoy. No, that was Patricia.
Yes. Okay, so Drunk Maddie is imagine Charlie Chaplin, but
okay,
much louder.
Looks like Charlie.
Oh my God.
Looks like Charlie Chaplin.
I don't know what it is about liquor. It just makes you louder. It just, it's like an amplifier. It just brings it out.
it's a little bit different for me, though, because I know that people get loud, but it's not that I get loud. It's that I become a one-woman show the whole time.
It's great. Honestly, I love it. Like, not even making fun of her. It's fun.
It's fun
for me.
Like, the last time I was very drunk, I ended up, like, literally performing on somebody's like porch, just like swinging off the railing for whatever reason.
Well, no, you did it. You
definitely come into Kansas City.
That you were sober because
sober people
climb railings all
that.
The time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I've never seen a not sober person do that. So
they're always climbing railings.
Exactly.
Sober people.
Exactly. Yeah. So drunk Maddie is a trip. Yeah. She really is.
I would like to meet her.
I don't know if I have an alter ego. I'm pretty, like, I don't think shallow is the right word, but there's not a lot below the surface. It's all right there.
Yeah,
you can
all
just
right here.
See it.
Basically, it's like what you see is what you get. There's nothing else. This is the alter ego and everything in one.
Yeah, like, I'm always really catty. I don't know.
Would you say that makes you problematic?
Yep, that's it. I'm pretty dumb.
Oh my gosh!
Like, I'm pretty dumb guy.
Pretty dumber.
Just dumb and hot.
Dumb and hot.
But he knows enough to make our podcast happen, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not that
dumb. Hot,
dumb.
And resourceful.
Hot and resourceful. I love that. I would say, you know what? I would say the same thing. I am hot and resourceful because, I mean, I have some book smarts, but I don't always have the common sense. I can admit that. I can admit that. You know, like, sometimes common sense just doesn't exist. In some moments, I'm just like, sorry, guys. You know, yeah. Wait for my brain to turn back on. Yeah, it happens. I have brain farts more than I would like to admit. So.
Same. And, like, I feel like I used to have them less, and I also, like, I feel like I remember being smart. It's just not there anymore.
Yeah, no, like, I feel mom brain is, like, legit a real thing. Like, it has to be. There's no way it's not.
I think you can have mom brain.
Yes.
Yes, it totally exists. I definitely have mom brain. But, on the other hand, you guys seem really, really close. So, I want to know, how did you guys meet?
We worked at Barnes & Noble together.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Technically, I was Maddie's boss.
Yeah, that was true.
I guess not even technically.
You were.
I just was Maddie's boss. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was, like, my dream job for the longest because I'm really into books. And every time I go to try to work for them, it just never happened. Like, they was never hiring, or they would say they would take my application and never take it. So maybe I should have moved to Kansas. I could have definitely got a job, right? You want to hook me up, Doug?
I mean, there are 5 Barnes & Nobles in the Kansas City area.
There are. So, people seem to really like it here.
Yeah.
And it's an okay place.
Yeah, and I think, like, places, like, a lot of people have that same mentality. They're like, oh, I love books. I want to be around books all day. So there's just a... like, saturation of applicants.
Yes. Ew. I think that does happen.
Oh, okay. But, so you guys met in Barnes & Noble, and...
Yes.
How did it, like, take off from there? You guys are just like, hey, I like you, and then it just continued?
So, it was kind of like a segmented journey to here.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I transferred stores... And then just didn't see a lot of people from that store for a while, including Maddie.
Yeah.
And actually, I just put, like, one day out on Facebook. I was like, I want to do a podcast. Who wants to do a podcast with me?
And I was like, let me tell you.
Yeah. And she's like, I have this idea for a podcast already, and I've been looking for someone to do it. And then we spent way too long, like, before, like, after the inception of the idea, before our podcast
the
actually aired.
The better part of a year, yeah.
Yeah. And we actually had to re-record, like, several episodes because we lost them.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so it's really, like, I think it was during that time, like, we were already friends, but then we bonded a whole lot more.
Yeah, because it was less, like, structured time. It was, like, time that we were putting, like, aside to mm-hmm. be together to make this thing happen. But also, like, of course, along the way, we get to know each other a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did like each other when we worked together at Barnes & Noble. We had a good group of Barnes & Noble, like friends, uh-huh. and we all still hang out, actually.
Yeah. I didn't go as much, but they, like, weekly had, like, went to, like, bar trivia and stuff like that.
Yes, we're real nerdy.
I love it, because I like trivia. I'm more so, like, I've been really trying to find a good karaoke spot. Like, I feel those are so hard to find, karaoke, and, like, I'm just...
What's your song?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you kill karaoke?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really got... Backstory. When I was younger, and Wii was a thing, my mom had bought me the, like, American Idol thing, and, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I used to, like, where was it? Staying Alive, and that long note at the end. Guess who will hold it? This girl. Yeah. Consider me a champion.
Yeah.
But in my adult life...
So, is that your Staying Alive, your go-to song?
I would not know. I'm more like Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it that way. That's my song. What else? What's a good one? I can't think of any. Oh.
I like to do that... God, what is that... Damn, Macy Gray song.
Are you both having mom brain moments right now?
It's just Doug brain. the one that's like, I try to say goodbye and not choke.
I don't know. I don't know.
Nope. Okay. You got me beat.
All right. Well,
Mom,
you're both
brain.
Young, and I hate you. Okay.
You know, I mean, don't blame it on us being young. Being young is cool, you know, as long as we don't.
I'm just, you know, I'm jealous now.
It sounds like you had a old man moment, but it's okay at this point because we like you and we care about you. So you can be young and youthful with us. Got it? You got
well,
it.
Well, maybe just some of your listeners are going to be listening. They're like, I know that Macy Gray song. And it'll be good for me, but I'll never know it.
And you know what? Because of you. So
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you're expanding her brand.
Yeah. You know, beyond my age range to things that I don't know about. Maybe I'll do like a throw it back episode where we just talk about like.
Yeah.
just a whole bunch of old stuff.
A throwback episode be me going now back in my day.
Or you just tell us about all the things that you remember from your time, and we just like tally how many of those things we actually know about.
So actually, I'll tell you. So that happens on the podcast all the time on ours. Mm-hmm. But next week we have an episode dropping about Disney Channel.
Ooh.
And I've never felt so old in my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I talked about how I remember when Disney used to be like a subscription channel you had to pay for. And then I remember when Nickelodeon went live nationwide.
Oh, wow.
And Maddie made me feel real old.
Wow.
It's my job.
You made me feel super duper young. Like, I'm sitting here with a pacifier in my mouth because, none of the things you mentioned, I was like, yeah, I totally remember that.
Jesus. That was a thing for sure.
Definitely is a thing. So that we're going to go and jump into our next segment. I decided this season, like, I really wanted to put my own little twist on it. So I'm like, you know what? How am I going to do such a thing? And I decided, like, games. Who doesn't like games? And all that good stuff.
Games.
I like games too. So on this season, just for you guys, I came up with just for you guys, since you guys are, you know, the duo of the year, we're going to call it.
That's what we say too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Duo of the year. So we're going to call it hashtag put it to the test. And on this game, we're going to see exactly how well you two know each other.
Love it.
Oh no.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no, trust me. Now, the backstory on putting these things together, after I'm sure you guys remember me asking you guys the lengthy amount of questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had mom brain all throughout the process, and just the fact that we're here today is an accomplishment, so I'm just going to bask in the limelight on that one. So, let's see who we're going to start with. All right. So, Doug, we're going to see how well you know Maddie.
All right. I can do this.
It's like the newlywed game.
Yeah.
But it's just
opposite corners. Yeah.
Very far apart.
Yeah.
And I don't have the winning prize yet, but there's a winning prize. I just haven't thought about it yet, but I got you guys. All right. So question one is, when is Maddie's birthday?
July 25th.
Yes, it is.
Ding, ding.
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, that's football because it's the day after my partner's birthday.
Oh, that's kind of cheating.
Yep.
See, we'll see. All right, so where is Maddie from?
Here-ish?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Not really from anywhere.
She said not anywhere, but Kansas was the answer she gave me. What is Maddie's biggest fear? And you can go either way with this one. Either way, like, you know, physical fears or just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I did answer both ways.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah.
You guys are connected. You just don't know. The answers that you guys gave are very, like, similar.
Okay, so, like,
dun, dun,
I'm going to say, So I'm gonna say for like the deeper side, like the more existential fear is not accomplishing something of worth in her lifetime.
That's definitely in there.
Yeah,
it's in there.
And then maybe for like physical fear, I don't know why, but I want to say clowns. Like,
clowns are terrifying, but mine's like a little bit like more real than clowns.
Clowns are real?
Are they? I'm not sure that they are.
Do you remember when they were just like walking out of forests and shit?
Yeah, that was really a thing.
Like the scary clown thing. That was a thing.
Yeah, and then people just forgot that that happened.
Yeah.
So I will say that's what her fear should be. But maybe, okay, wait, is it spiders?
It's not spiders.
Okay, then that's my guesses.
The two that I have down, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, so my biggest fear, like physical fear, like being taken, like getting snatched.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess is kind of close to a very menacing clown that would.
And spiders, they're big enough.
Yep.
We'll totally wrap
up. Although, like, I do definitely have fear not accomplishing anything. Like, I want that. But probably, like, being abandoned or, like, letting people down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? All right, so what is Maddie's talent?
All the talent.
What did Maddie say her talent was?
We want to know what you think her talent is.
She's really funny.
I can see that.
But
elaborate a little bit more, like, maybe.
In writing.
Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, God, I'm going to either say funny or... cooking?
I mean, it's part of being funny. It's like the deep side of being funny.
That's what I was going with. She said bringing people together. So it's like a social, like a social butterfly, which, like she said, that's a little bit deeper into it because that's the reason why she's good at bringing people together. So
I will say being funny and cooking.
So would you give that to him, Maddie?
Yes.
Would you give that to him?
Twice.
Hey, compliments get you far, bro. Compliments totally get you far. All right, favorite movie.
Oh, that's so hard.
It's hard just to even pick one.
Yeah, you're not gonna get mine because I think that I don't know. I didn't lie, but I just picked the one that I liked that I thought of first. Yours is
one guess.
I don't know. I'm just gonna lob it. Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle.
Seen it.
Oh wow, you really lobbed it.
I don't know.
Maddie said The Dressmaker, which is a movie I have not heard of either. So I've
also not heard of it.
And then she had some other ones. She had Hunt for the Wilder People and Princess Mononoke.
Yeah. Which are two other movies that nobody
I've seen Princess Mononoke. That's pretty worthy. Yeah.
But you guys should definitely watch The Dressmaker. It's just Kate Winslet being amazing. That's what the whole movie is.
I don't know if she can carry a movie by herself.
Oh, but she can.
All right.
It's like, I love it.
Maddie's favorite music genre.
She doesn't like listen to music. So I'm gonna say like indie or pop.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, you were kind of close in the beginning.
Yeah, and then I stumbled at the end.
I'll give it to him. He gets a point.
He gets a point. All right. Now, what is Maddie's favorite color?
Green.
Nope.
Blue.
Nope.
Red.
Yes.
That doesn't count at all.
Well, Maddie said warm colors. So I guess that would really be up to her if she wanted to give you that one.
So we're right by a bunch of plants, so green was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
Warm?
Like, her face is inches from a plant.
But yeah, I would say, like, warm colors. Like, okay, basically sunset is my favorite color.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, sunset. sunshine on a like field of flowers. That's my favorite.
Oh my
color.
God, get out of college.
All right.
TD.
Favorite food.
Okay.
You got it, bro.
Something healthy. Or not. Because she likes a lot of vegan food. I don't know. Tacos.
Oh, I do love tacos.
Tacos are amazing.
But that's not what you said, was it?
Is that a euphemism, Doug?
You love the fish tacos.
No, that is not what I said. I said chocolate or Indian or Thai food.
Oh, I wasn't thinking in such a broad spectrum. Okay.
Well, I guess chocolate is kind of like specific. We'll just say chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay,
forever.
That's fair. No, chocolate's good.
Chocolate is so good.
All right. So, last question. Last but not least, the question. What do you think is Maddie's favorite thing about you?
That's a hard one, because then I've got to think about good things about myself.
Yeah, it makes you think, don't it?
I guess that I'm... Okay, I'm torn between two.
Okay.
Oh, do you hear my dog's tail right now?
Is that your dog's tail?
Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
Camp, go. Jesus. Okay, so I'm torn between two. Either that I'm friendly, or that I'm, like, just generally down for stuff.
Yeah, he's a down bitch for sure.
I'm down. Surprisingly down.
Who doesn't like a down ass bitch?
That's the title of my memoir.
Should I give him the answers?
Yes.
Her favorite thing about you is how open and honest you are.
Oh.
So would you say...
I'm so dumb and so hot.
Dumb and resourceful. Wait, you said hot and resourceful. So,
dumb, hot, resourceful. That's what I am.
That's definitely... That could be the title of your book, too.
Yeah, dumb, hot, resourceful.
I love it.
So would you say you gave that one to him, Maddie?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So
that Doug could think things about himself.
Yeah. It's just things that I thought you would think. It's not things that I necessarily believe about myself.
Well, yes, but you are friendly, and the other thing that you said about yourself, too.
Cool.
So, all right, now it's your turn, Maddie. Let's see exactly how much you know Doug. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When is Doug's birthday?
Okay. Doug was born in 1990 because he's turning 30 this year.
Oh my gosh, you're not even that old, Doug.
I know.
Oh my
God. His birthday is in January.
Yes.
Is it the 15th or the 16th?
It's the 16th.
The 16th.
Yeah, you did it.
I say that was a good one. All right.
That was a good one. Yeah, she definitely got it.
Where is Doug from?
He's from Oklahoma.
Oh, she's killing it already.
I know.
All right. What is Doug's biggest fear?
I want to say that I'm torn between two things.
Okay.
Doug's fear is either the one that he said for me that he'll never accomplish, like, or do anything that he deems valuable,
mm-hmm.
or his biggest fear is, like, not reaching a place of stability.
Both of those are pretty high up there. And then I had a like, not deep one.
A not deep one, like a physical fear?
Yeah.
Okay, physical fears. Doug is afraid of... What are the things I've seen you be afraid of?
Don't think too hard.
This specific one you have definitely seen me freak out about.
Being hungry? I don't know.
No, I just get mad.
Oh.
Hungry.
I get so angry.
I do too, so it's okay.
I don't think I've ever seen you freak out about anything.
Mm. That can't be true.
All right. So you think...
What is it?
It's...
Go ahead.
The physical one is spiders. Terrified. And the... you kind of got there with the other one, but yeah. It's being irrelevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how he put it. So would you say you gave Maddie that one or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like half
a point.
Half a point. All right. So what is Doug's biggest talent?
Okay. What is the thing that Doug would say his biggest talent is?
I also don't know what I said on that one.
Doug's biggest talent that I think he would say is it being friendly? Because I would say your biggest talent is being able to talk to anybody.
No, I didn't say that, but I appreciate that.
What is your biggest talent that you would say your biggest talent is? Is it being tall, Doug?
Oh my god, we're ending this.
That comes natural.
No. Wait, I get one more shot.
Okay, one more shot. Okay.
Okay, let me think. Okay. I'm searching my brain right now. Like, what would you do? I'm thinking. Staying calm under pressure.
Oh, thank you. But no.
Okay, what is it?
Writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was that thinking. Was
all,
I was thinking
mine was way lamer than all of the ones you said.
See? The game brings people together.
Yeah.
All right, so next question is, what is Doug's favorite movie?
Yeah, this is a long shot.
Charlie's Angels?
The first one. Not so thrall.
Wait, it could also be Smart House.
It should have been Smart House.
It could also be, I wouldn't have known when you originally asked these questions, but you did really like the movie Hereditary that you just saw.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Hereditary. So I've seen it in between when you asked the questions and now, and it may be my favorite movie.
Oh, so would you say Maddie got that point?
Yeah. I'm going to give it to her for Hereditary.
Yes.
Also, Smart House is the best Disney Channel original. but what I originally thought wasn't
it? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty gay.
That is pretty gay.
Not Owen Wilson. Yeah, Ewan McGregor. Nicole Kidman.
I know things, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so what is Doug's favorite music?
Music.
Favorite music genre?
Yes, music genre.
Is it EDM, or would you say it's like queer punk now?
Oh my god. Both of those are good.
Okay.
Those are great. My favorite genre is like super vibey rap music.
Super vibey rap music.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I would have gotten there.
No. But EDM is pretty high up there, and then queer punk is like definitely a new obsession.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. Maybe I should take a listen after this.
Our intro and our intro and outro music is
queer punk
from like a queer punk band.
Okay.
For our podcast. Yeah.
All right. So, what is Doug's favorite color?
Green.
No.
Is it blue?
No.
Is it red?
No.
Is it yellow?
No.
Orange?
No.
Brown.
No.
What other colors are there? Purple?
It's purple.
It's purple?
Wait, is that what I put on here, though? I'm pretty sure I put purple, and it definitely is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally knew that one.
Yeah.
Totally knew that one. Doug, would you say that she got that one?
No, absolutely not. That was terrible. Terrible performance.
Terrible. Second to last was Doug's favorite food.
Let's see. Did you put a specific food or did you put a type of food?
Can't really answer that.
So that's kind of like giving an answer.
Not specific. That's what I will say.
Did you put wine as your favorite food?
Oh, I totally love that answer. I would not.
Shut up.
Hey, it's my favorite food, so.
totally can drink that.
I would not be surprised if he did.
No, I mean, wine would be up there, but I feel like if I was picking a liquid lunch, it would be tequila.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's true. That's true. In a way, you've sort of brought out, what did we call her? Patricia. Because of the tequila.
Because of all the tequila.
All the tequila that I...
When I get drunk, I force shots on other people.
And they're usually tequila.
Yeah, always.
And they make me so fun.
So fun.
But no, I just said all of it. All of the food.
All
yep.
of the food is my favorite.
Yep. That's exactly what
he's in the garbage can.
I am.
Oh my god. One of my good friends is a garbage can too. Like, garbage.
I can't even be mad about it. It's just the truth.
You know, but see, it's an important role to play because there'll be leftovers that, you know, people don't want to waste. And you're there. So.
Yeah, I will eat them.
Yeah,
I will wake up at 3 a.m. and get those out of the fridge, eat them cold.
Exactly. Not all heroes wear capes, Doug. Remember that. All right. Now, last but not least, what is what is Doug's favorite thing about you?
Okay, so I originally opted with a funny response because I do feel like Doug would joke and say that how hot and funny I am is his favorite thing about me.
I almost said that.
But then, so if you didn't say that.
Oh, you kind of.
Yeah. No, I literally almost typed that out, and I put, something else.
Got one more guess?
Is it that I'm, like, reliable and kind?
Sort of. Like, I think those things lend to the things that I said.
Okay, what did you say?
I said that you're a great listener, and you always gas me up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I also originally forgot to answer that question. She had to be like, no, but what about this one?
I did. I was like, you forgot one.
first, Doug forgets about me.
So would
and
you...
then he's like, how hot and funny Maddie is. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, just kidding. Something real.
Something real. So would you say that
and
Maddie...
And they're both two things that I do for him.
Oh my god, they are. Oh no. Am I a sociopath?
No, you're not. You're good.
Am I a narcissist? We both might be narcissists, honestly.
No, we're not. Because there's being a narcissist, you think that you're the only person who exists in the world. And we're both painfully aware.
Yeah, that
other people are around.
We just think we're the best.
Yes.
Love it. So would you say that Maddie got that question?
I'll give it to her because, like, it was kind of like, yeah, those things are because of the things that she said.
All right.
That was a dumb sentence.
I think I might have to re-look at this again. 9. All right, so it looks like Doug won with 1 point.
Oh, yeah. I am the
better friend. So what's the prize, though?
So, you guys...
So far, bragging rights.
I was debating, now that I've actually gotten to know you guys more, I will definitely be getting back to the prize.
Can you send just I need this for our podcast, a sound clip of you saying Doug wins. That's all I need.
Doug has won.
He really needs it,
I do for production.
I think I got a good prize now because I kind of wanted to pick it based on who won. But you guys are both winners in my book, so, huh?
I love it. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This was an awesome episode. Thank you guys for coming on. Do you have anything that you want to say?
This was so much fun.
Yeah,
you're great.
Oh, don't hype me up like that. Oh, my God.
I can take a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a challenge. I will gas you up hard.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Do it then.
You got it.
I got it. Fill me up. Pump my head up.
We just don't have enough time to say all the great things about you.
I think we need like three episodes, like a three episode arc.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'm just down for it. I'm totally down for a trilogy. I'm so down for a trilogy.
That we could write a chapter of our lives about you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A chapter each.
Just obsessed. Yes. Great.
All right, so plug in your social media link, something that you want my audience to know.
Oh, yeah. So you can find us on any of the social media podcasts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can also find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to your podcast, basically. And something that we want them to know
is that I'm hot and funny.
Is that we are both hot and funny, and our podcast is hot and funny.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. It really is, you guys. You should definitely go take a listen. They're just as much fun as they are on here as they are on their own podcast, if not funnier. So I really appreciate you guys for coming on, and that concludes this show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right.
Definitely. That was awesome.
That was so much fun. I had so much fun. Okay, so the recording. Where's the recording?
Thank God.